This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Symphony turns to the awful subject of war this weekend with Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, a piece conductor Michael Stern calls one of the 20th century's most powerful statements of humanity. KCUR's Dan Margulies has been listening to the War Requiem for years and has more.
Many composers have set the Roman Catholic Mass for the dead to music. Mozart, Berlioz, Brahms, and Verdi famously come to mind. Their compositions are considered masterpieces. But Britten's genius was to juxtapose the austere and solemn Latin of the Requiem liturgy with the raw and searing poetry of Wilfred Owen, who served in the British Army during World War I and died in France just days before the armistice was signed.
I mean, there's not one false gesture in this music, so heartfelt and so direct and so genuine and powerful because it's true.
That's Kansas City Symphony music director Michael Stern, who's conducting the War Requiem for the first time in his career. I met recently with Stern at a coffee shop where he talked about the piece's raw emotional power and the message Britten was seeking to convey.
Remember, Britten, at the very outset of the piece, doesn't say that he's condemning the players in this war. The pity is the war itself, and it is this unleashing of violence that we simply cannot avoid doing to one another.
The version you're hearing here was recorded by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, led by Robert Shaw. Many musicologists consider Britten, who was born in 1913, to be one of the greatest English composers. He wrote the War Requiem for the 1962 rededication of Coventry Cathedral, which had been destroyed in World War II. Britten, a pacifist, had little patience for the pieties of heroic sacrifice or the glories of war. That comes through in the War Requiem, an unflinching depiction of war's horrors and pointlessness.
It's an overwhelming thing. It breaks your heart, and it doesn't answer any questions particularly, right? We do have a little glimmer of hope that the world may not end, but we certainly should pay heed. That's what the piece is saying.
You're listening to Lorna Haywood with the Atlanta Symphony. Christine Brewer sings the soprano part in the Kansas City Symphony's production. It's a part she's performed 15 or 20 times. She recalls a performance she gave in Dresden shortly after the fall of the Berlin Wall.
I will never, ever forget that performance.
Dresden had been firebombed by the Allies in World War II, and the performance was at a cathedral that, like Coventry, had been destroyed and rebuilt.
When we finished, not one person made a sound. The audience did not applaud. It was really, we were at church, you know?
The piece presents major logistical challenges. It calls for a large symphony orchestra, a small chamber orchestra, an adult choir, a children's choir, and three soloists, a soprano, tenor, and baritone. This massive array of forces only comes together at the end, when the tenor and baritone, representing opposing enemy soldiers, speak to one another for the first time from beyond.
Something about the humanness of these two young men and the words they're saying and this sort of innocence, and that to me, that speaks volumes.
Stern says that in planning the symphony's season and its commemoration of World War I, he knew he would have to include the War Requiem.
I think this is a necessary piece of music, you know. You can't say that about absolutely every masterpiece even, but this is a masterpiece, and I think it is necessary, perhaps made more urgent right now.
Wilfred Owen was just 25 when he was killed, but the war had instilled in him and his poetry a depth of human understanding beyond his years. My subject is war and the pity of war, he wrote. The poetry is in the pity. All a poet can do today is warn. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.